votes for more renewable energy in Michigan. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. A Michigan coalition wants to increase the state's renewable energy standard. Emily Fox reports not everyone is on board.
Michigan already has a renewable energy standard on the books. 10% of the energy utility companies provide has to come from renewable resources by 2015. But the Michigan Energy Michigan Jobs Coalition wants to bump that number up to 25% by the year 2025. The group is gathering signatures for a ballot proposal to create an amendment to the state constitution. Stephen Transith is with a group that is trying to defeat the so-called 25 by 25 ballot proposal. He says he supports the current standard, but doesn't think the new proposal is appropriate to put in the state constitution.
Well, because when you put something in, like they're proposing to do, to put into the constitution, you are effectively limiting what your options are in the future. The way we generate, transmit, and use energy in the next 5, 10, and 20 years from now is going to look so much different today.
But the organizers behind 25 by 25 say utilities are already ahead of schedule to meet the current standard, and it's cheaper than expected. Mark Bechet is with Michigan Energy Michigan Jobs Coalition. He says Michigan companies are sending wind turbine parts to places like Spain and China.
Michigan has the potential to become a manufacturing hub again, to export products made in Michigan to the world, just like we did 100 years ago with the automobile.
330,000 signatures are needed to put the proposal on the ballot in November. For the Environment Report, I'm Emily Fox.
This is the Environment Report. Honeybees are responsible for pollinating about one of every 3 bites of food we eat. Rufus Isaacs is an entomology professor at Michigan State University. He studies pollination of berry crops.
Yeah, so honeybees, I think, are, if we're talking about commercial agriculture, they are the most important pollinator. We have tens of thousands of those bees that come into Michigan every spring, and they do the lion's share, I would say, of the work to get our cherry crop, our blueberry crop, our apple crop, pickling cucumber crop pollinated.
But since 2006, beekeepers have been reporting major honeybee losses. That's because of something called colony collapse disorder. Honeybees are not native to Michigan, but there are 400 native bee species in the state. Isaac says these native bees also pollinate crops and wildflowers. But he says the overall health of native bee populations is not clear.
To be honest, we don't really know anything about long-term trends in their populations because there hasn't been any careful monitoring of them over the years.
A few days ago, Isaacs and others in MSU's entomology department put on an event called Bee Palooza. The bee experts say human development is threatening the habitats that native bees use, so they wanted to show people how to build homes for native bees in their backyards. Emily May is a graduate student at MSU. She's standing next to a structure that's shaped like a house. It's made out of logs, bamboo, and pieces of wood with holes in them. May calls it a bee hotel.
It's really easy to make a bee hotel. You can just basically take a piece of old wood and drill some holes into it, around 6 millimeters in diameter. And pretty much if you put it out there, the bees will come.
She says in winter, you should bring your bee hotel in and put it in the refrigerator so it doesn't freeze. In the spring, you can bring it back outside along with a fresh piece of wood. If you're worried about getting stung, the experts at Bee Palooza promise that native bees are docile. They won't hurt you. It's not too late in the year to start a bee hotel, and you can also plant blue, purple, and yellow flowers to attract native bees. This story was reported and written by Suzanne Jacobs. That's the Environment Report for today. I'm Rebecca Williams.